Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again, just to reach in the world for Christ. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, and we're just very thankful to be able to come on and tell somebody the good news about Jesus Christ. And if you'd like to be a part of this service, well, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. We'll put you right on the line with us here worldwide, reaching all the world, as many nations that we're reaching into. We thank God for them. So I'm going to get my girls to come around here and do something, and then we're going to get in here. We got a couple of callers already on. We want you to just hold on, and we'll get to you just in a minute there. So God bless you. Okay, Stephanie, go ahead.
B-I-B-L-E-S-S, look for me, I stand alone on the word of God. B-I-B-L-E-S-S, look for me, I stand alone on the word of God. B-I-B-L-E-S-S, look for me, I stand alone on the word of God. B-I-B-L-E, Bible.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Okay, here's Betty. She's going to say your Bible scriptures.
Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Amen. Praise God. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. That sounds good. 770, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Brother Lloyd, this is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Glad to have you in there, Brother John. Just hang in there, and we'll get to you here just in a minute.
All right.
423, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Eddie Bolton. I'm in Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Amen, Brother Eddie. Okay. We'll get with you there just in a few minutes. Our Brother John called in there first, so we'll let Brother John obey the Lord. Then we'll get you on there and just get them on as they call in there, and that way everybody will get a chance to obey God. We got another hour and 56 minutes of it. So if anybody want to call in, be a part of this, why, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on here with us. So, Brother John, go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, I appreciate it, Brother Lloyd, and we appreciate all of you that are tuning in and listening. Tonight we're talking about know them that labor among you. I want to give a thought for the next few moments. Do we recognize those that are laboring among you? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, it says, "But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall so come as a thief in the night. We know that it shall come suddenly," and it says, well, verse 3, "for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon me, and is travail upon a woman
Man.
With child, and they shall not escape. There were those that would declare that there would be peace and safety. There were those that would declare that his coming would not come quickly. There were those that would declare and even speak that the Lord delays his coming. But the Bible says in Matthew that a wicked servant says the Lord delays his coming. No man knows the hour nor the time. But in verse 4 it says that ye, brethren, are not in darkness, but that day should overtake you as a thief. We are that are believers tonight are not sitting in darkness. We are not sitting in a place where we'll be overtaken of the day of the Lord to those who are believers, that it will overtake you as a thief, that you didn't know what's coming. The day of the Lord is coming. He says, ye are all children of the light and the children of the day, and we are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. We are to be watchful, and we are to be sober. This is a part of the armor of God, and we are, by the Spirit, watching in the perseverance of the saints, praying with all prayer. It says, for they sleep, for they that sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. This is not only talking about nighttime. This is not only talking about the natural night and natural darkness. This is talking about those that are walking in spiritual darkness, those that are watching in the nighttime where they're not walking in the light. We walk in the light as believers walk in the light. We are the sons of the light. And the Bible says, so let us who are of the day, this is not only talking about, as I said, it's not talking about a natural day. This is talking about a day that's enlightened by the light of the world. This is talking about a day of awareness while we're walking in the light of the world and the bright morning star. This is what we are given and seeing that as those we as believers need to know that we're walking among the children of the day. We need it as believers to know. The Bible says, speaks about, and I'll go to that in just a little bit, but we need to know that we are walking among the children of the light. Amen. And then we find, the Bible says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and a helmet, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. So there are things that we put on being children of believers, being of the day. We are to put on the breastplate of faith and love. We are to have this faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and this love to cover our heart and our life. And for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Here speaks about the hope of salvation. In Ephesians, it talks about putting on the helmet of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us have been appointed to receive and be rescued by the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us had an appointment to obtain salvation tonight. Then the Bible says he died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. We have to live together with the Lord Jesus Christ, whether we're awake, whether it's a time of darkness, whether it's a time there's an awakening. We need to be in that spiritual awakening. So wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. We are to lift one another up. We are to edify. We are to lift one another up with the word of God. So then we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. So we that comes to recognition. We have to come and know those. We have to be aware of those that are laboring with us, working with us. And we also need to know those that are over us in the Lord, those that are laboring over us in the Lord and admonishing one another, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Their work's sake is the work of the Father. And so we need to esteem them. We need
Amen.
To esteem them in love. Amen. And be at peace among yourselves. So talking about that there are these ones that declare that peace and safety when there's really some destruction that all around. There are those, amen, but as we find is that we have to be at peace. The Bible says that we should be at peace one among ourselves. The Bible declares in Proverbs 10 and verse 16, Proverbs 10 and 16 declares this. Amen. Let me turn over to Proverbs 10 and 16. It says, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. So we need to know that those that are righteous, the works that they do will tend to give life and bring forth life. So we need to know tonight, amen, that that's one of the things that we know, those that are righteous, those that are laboring, those that are having peace to give. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:17, it says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word and in doctrine. So here you have the elders. Here you have, be aware, recognize those that are actually Christian elders, amen. Amen. Those that are laboring in the word, those that are laboring in teaching. So we are to give them a double honor, a double dose of honor tonight. We are to give them place, amen. Amen. Just like the one brother called in last week, 94 years old. He was worthy of double honor, and his wife, amen. Hallelujah, that they called it. These are elders. These are to be esteemed, amen, with love and respect. And so we need to recognize them and know them and have a knowledge of them and be cognizant of what's going on. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2, starting with verse 15, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There's a study, amen, that we need to do. We need to study God's word to know about those who labor or working among us. It says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Amen. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Some have given up on their faith because they have declared there are those, there's a doctrine, there's a teaching in the land, even today, that the resurrection has already come. In other words, the resurrection, amen, the first resurrection it speaks about, we know that Christ did resurrect, amen, on that third day. We know that there's others that are resurrected. But there's a teaching in the land that says that the final resurrection, the first resurrection, has already been. So it's overthrowing the faith of many, of some. It says, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having his seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. In other words, leave your guilt behind. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If man therefore purge himself from these, in other words, purge himself from these different vessels, he shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. When you sanctify yourself, when you set yourself apart, when you are pruned, amen, it's not about the vessel, what it's made out, but it's what's in the vessel. It's a vessel of honor, amen. Doesn't make the difference tonight whether our vessel's wood. Doesn't make a difference tonight whether our vessel is silver. But what it makes a difference is whether it's a vessel of honor tonight or a vessel of dishonor. We need to know. We need to recognize those that are around us. We need to recognize whether these are vessels of honor or vessels of dishonor.
Amen.
Ready for the master's use. The Bible tells us, he says, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. These are people, amen, that are around you. They are following his righteousness. They're following his faith. They're following his love. They're following his peace. They're calling on the Lord out of a pure heart. These are signs. These are things. These are telltale signs. Those that labor among you. He says, the foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. The servant of the Lord won't strive with other men, other women, but the servant of the Lord will be gentle to all men. The servant of the Lord will be apt to, he or she's apt to teach. They're patient. Bible says in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God says that, it will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. So even those that are coming against themselves, there are people that come against themselves, that in meekness and fervent, that he will help them turn back to God. Amen. For him, he is sure that they may recover themselves out of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. You need to know tonight that those that labor among you, you need to know that these are people that will take, amen, they see people ensnared in a trap. They see that those men and women that are falling in the trap, and what these will do, these men and women of God will release that trap and help you release you out of your snare, amen. So these are another thing that we've need to look at. The Bible says, amen, in Matthew chapter 7, I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures then. I know I've got a lot of time, but I'm going to give you a few more scriptures, and I'm going to let somebody else speak. This says, In Matthew 7:15 says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." There are false prophets coming in among the people, prophesying falsely. On the outside they look like a sheep, but you can tell them on the inside they are ravening wolves. A wolf will continue to go after a sheep or its prey, and it will continue. And a sheep will continue to go, and it will lay down with the sheep. It will rise up with the sheep. You got to be careful, amen. These false prophets are inwardly as ravening wolves, and what they will do, they will single out a sheep of the fold or of the flock, and they'll stay right with it until they can get it alone and separate it, and then they'll try to destroy the flock. So be careful. Here's how you know them. The Bible says, verse 16, "You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." The Bible says you'll know them by their fruits. Do they have love? Do they have temperance? Are they long-suffering? Do they have peace? Do they have faith? The Bible says in Galatians 5:22-23, amen, the fruit of the Spirit are these. There's 9 fruits of the Spirit. Are those that are around you, do they have this fruit, or are they bringing forth evil fruit? Are they bringing forth other things? It doesn't matter what they look like. If you know them by their fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. We'll know those that labor among us by the fruit. I'm going to give you one more scripture, and then I'm going to let someone else speak. I've got a few more scriptures there, but we'll just wait on them. The Bible says in John 6:27, it says, "Labor not for the meat which perish, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath the God the Father sealed." In other words, God has given him the authority. So tonight, the labor there, there's other scriptures, amen, but I'm going to give somebody else an opportunity right now, then we'll go back. I've got some more scriptures. We can get them later on. Go ahead, Brother Lloyd.
Okay. 423-337, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, it's Brother Fady, Brother, if you would. I'm in Kingston, and thought I'd holler at you here. Probably might run out of service here in a little bit, but anyway, I thought I'd holler at you, know, I've been listening. A buddy of mine's supposed to come on right now. I don't know when, but anyway, I told him about it, and he acts like he's thrilled. That Bob Morris that I was telling you about has come to church on Sunday morning, and he may come back on there. I told him what time we started and what time he ended. But anyway, it's good to know our name written in that Lamb Book of Life, and we're
Amen.
Going home one day, and this ain't home, is it? Amen.
No, it ain't.
There's a lot of corrupt stuff. He's talking about the evil tree bringing forth corrupt fruit. That's exactly right. There's more evil going on now, I'd say, than there ever was. And the Lord,
Amen.
I believe, is tired of it. And I believe he's coming to get a church, and there ain't no brick building, wood building, or a block building. It's the people that's watching and waiting. And
Amen.
I'm ready. Amen.
Amen.
Ready to go. I wouldn't care if you come today. So God bless you. Now get off here and let somebody else on, maybe Bob, to listen. And I believe it'll be 4232. And I hesitate the minute. I thought it might be him. But anyway, y'all pray for all of our lost loved ones, and we'll be praying for you. And God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Bobby. Glad you called in there. Let's see here. 937. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Earwood, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead, brother.
This is Brother Green, Brother and Sister Green. We're from Ohio up here, and of course you know us, but I was just looking here in Revelation chapter 6. It talks about the white horse rider and how that they would... come a white horse there in Revelation 6, and he said, "I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. So we see in Matthew 24, Jesus said that many would come in his name, and that would be one of the first things that would happen, that there would be many would come forth saying, I'm Christ, and would deceive many. And we've seen that happening all down through the time which has elapsed since Christ came and went back. Well, I believe in the last days we're going to see more and more of it, that there are going to be more false prophets rise up.
Yeah.
And the Bible said they'd show great wonders so that they would deceive many. But, you know, I think it's in 2 Thessalonians. The Bible talks about that the man of sin would be revealed there, and that he would do great wonders and signs, even to call fire down from heaven in the sight of men. Now, I didn't hear the first part of your broadcast, so I don't know if I'm getting on somebody else's message or what, but I got in here a little bit late. But I tell you, we're living in the last days, and I think it was Brother Paul there in the book of Acts, and I believe it was the 20th chapter, and he said, after my departing shall grievous wolves come in among you, not sparing the flock, and that some would even rise up from among them, and they would be false teachers, and they would depart from the faith. I believe it was John. I forget which John it's in. I think it's 1 John. And the Bible said that they went out from us, but if they had been of us, no doubt they would have continued with us. But they went out from us that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. And they went out and they preached. They didn't just backslide, you know. There's people out there like the prodigal son, and he's out there in the hog pen somewhere.
Amen.
You know, and he's wasting what he's got from the Lord, and he's wasting it with riotous living and things. There's people like that, but these people John talked about, he said that they went out from us, and sounds to me like there that they went out and preached another gospel. And Paul said if any man come preaching another gospel, that he would be accursed. And he said, though I are an angel from heaven. So we cannot preach another gospel. We must preach the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
And he's the foundation that we're building on. And, you know, many will come in my name, Jesus said, and shall deceive many. And many false prophets shall arise. So we're living in that time. And I believe that white horse is Antichrist's spirit, and it's strong today. Stronger than it's ever been, and I believe one day that man of sin is going to come, and he's going to have that Antichrist spirit. He's going to be the biggest false prophet of them all. But I thank God we don't have to fall for that counterfeit stuff, that we can look in the Bible and we can rightly divide the word of truth, and we can do like Brother John. I heard a little bit of his message, how that we can discern between good and evil. And
amen.
Look at the scriptures, and we can compare what's going on, what people are saying. You know, if somebody walks up to you and says, I'm an apostle, well, you ain't going to know he's an apostle unless when he opens his mouth, you'll find out pretty soon if he's not. Because he'll be preaching something that's not lining up with the Word of God. But we know that we're of Christ if we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we believe that Christ came in the flesh. See, there's many out there today, they don't believe that Jesus came in the flesh. They don't believe he ever came. And then there's some that believes that he was just a prophet, and some say he was just a good teacher. But I thank God that I have the revelation of Christ, that one day my eyes got opened, and I'm holding on to what he's his word, and trying to do his will, like Brother John said, his meat was to do the will of the Father and to finish his work. So we've got a work to do. And while we're working in this vineyard, we got to be kind, and we've got to be gentle, and we can't be abusive, and we can't smite the fellow servant and start doing things like that, because he said if we did that, then the Lord of that servant would come in an hour when he was not looking. But I'm looking for Christ to come and, you know, examining myself and trying to see if I, you know, but Paul, Brother Paul said to examine yourself whether you be in the faith. And I sure don't want to get out of line with God. And I know sometimes we got to trim the branches on our own tree. We've got to prune it back. And if something's sticking out there, you know, something's not right, we better start trimming our tree. We better start getting back to prayer. And we better be careful how we treat our brother.
Amen.
And I don't know.
Amen.
I'll turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Okay, appreciate that wonderful word there. I got a 423-7695. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, I don't know where to go, Brother. You're with his Brother Petty. I'm Sweetwater, Tennessee.
Okay.
And, go to the Sweetwater Church. I was hoping Brother Bob would come on, but there ain't no other 423 on there.
Yeah, we've got another 423 on there.
I bet that's him. I get off. Anyway, I love the Lord. I want everybody to know that. And I know he's real. And like Brother Green says, you know, no other way. If you try anything, you want to try. But Jesus is the way maker. Amen. And,
amen.
I love him, and he loves me. And God bless you. And I'll get back home.
Okay. Appreciate that, Brother Bobby. Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Come on, obey the Lord there, brother.
I want to read a little bit in the 12th chapter, the book of Romans, about three verses, and it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be
Amen.
Not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And I was thinking when I was reading this that this is not just good for one or two, but it's good for everybody. And
Amen.
The people that's laboring together in the body of Christ, they'll present their body of a living sacrifice acceptable unto the Lord. And he said it was our reasonable service. He didn't say that it was anything special, extraordinary, but he said it was our reasonable service. And it's only reasonable today that we give ourselves to the Lord and that we begin to seek God, that we begin to look to God, and brother, that we begin to receive from the Lord, as Brother Green said, that revelation, and that we might understand what the will of God is, that good and that perfect will of God, and that we might know that acceptable will of God, and that we might begin to walk therein. And brother, I want to read just a few more scriptures here. He said that in the 9th verse, he said, let love be without dissimulation, and abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. And brother God, when we begin to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, we'll begin to understand the good things of God. And we'll begin to understand what God would have us to do. And brother, the Bible said, he that teacheth, let him wait on his teaching, and he that ministereth, let him wait on his ministry, and he that exhorteth on his exhortation. And I know today that there's a lot of people that goes out and does these on their own, but you know what it takes? The Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And
Amen.
Brother, when a preacher preaches the word of God, it begins to stir you up, and it will cause you to go forth, and brother, it will cause you to begin to know and understand the people who are laboring among you, and the people that labor among you that speak the same thing, and brother, they'll think the same way, and there'll be some agreement there, and brother, whenever they they begin to walk in that. They'll begin to agree together. The Bible said that if many as two or three agree touching any one thing, it would be done for them. And brother, when we begin to get into this, and we begin to humble ourselves, and he said that not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. When we get born again, that law of faith is triggered, and faith is imparted into our spirit. And brother, we're born again. We believe the gospel, and we're born again into the family of God. And oh, listen to me tonight, folks. He said, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And there's a lot of people today that don't believe they can be holy, but you know what? He told us to be holy, and he said to be holy, we can be holy. And brother, I'll tell you something. God give us the ability because of Christ living in us. He gave us the ability to go on and live a Christian life, and brother, to live without being like the world. If we live like the world, we'll associate with the world. We'll look like the world. We'll act like the world. But he said, but to be not conformed to this world. And brother, when we begin to walk in the things of God, and we let Christ begin to live in us and have his way in us and begin to lead us and to guide us and direct us, we'll begin to prove what that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is. And brother, the Bible said over here, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. And brother, you wouldn't want to go out and begin to sit under somebody who lives like the world, but you want to sit under somebody, and you want to work with somebody who's serving the Lord and who's doing the will of God in their life. And he said, rejoicing in hope and patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And brother, we need to be patient when something comes. You know, I've heard people say that people was giving me trials, they would give me tribulation because they're talking about me. But let me tell you something today, brother. If somebody talks about it, honey, that's not worth even mentioning, because it's like the old saying goes, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me. The words can't stop us from living for the Lord. Listen to me, that we got brothers and sisters in foreign lands today that's in prison because of their faith, because, honey, they have lived there living for the Lord. And brother, the Bible said that we've been appointed unto tribulation and to persecution. And brother, he said, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. He said, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Honey, we will have the grace of God in us to be able to bless people. And brother, I'm talking about know them that labor among you. And these things are at work in us. And Paul's instructing us to do these things, that we might live a Christian life, that we might prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is. He said, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and would weep with them that weep, and be of the same mind one toward another. And there's so much division today in the body of Christ, with one will say, I'm of this faith, one will say, I'm of that faith. But listen to me today, there's only one faith today. There's one God and Father of all, and there's one Lord Jesus Christ. There's one Spirit. Oh, listen to me today, we need to agree together today. And brother, if we'll read our Bible and we'll understand our Bible, we can agree together, and we don't have to have divisions among us. And he said, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate, and be not wise in your own conceit. Bless God, God has given us of his Spirit today. And the Bible says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And God Amen. Will lead us by his Spirit. And I thank God today. He said in another place, he said, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me. And brother, I want you to know today that when people begin to witness that Jesus is the Son of God, and when they begin to witness that we need to do these things, we can agree with them, they can agree with us, and we can work together today. Brother, it's hard to work with somebody that you don't agree with. In fact, it's almost impossible to work with somebody that you don't agree with, because all it does is cause contentions and all it does is cause division. But, brother, when you can begin to agree with somebody, you can get the job done. When Paul went out, he went out with Barnabas in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts. The Bible said to separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for a work whereunto I've called them. And, brother, they said, the Bible said they prayed and they fasted and they went out, brother, and they run into a sorcerer, and then they wound up casting cursing that sorcerer and letting blinders and commanding blindness to come upon him. And brother, he went about seeking whom? Somebody to lead him about. And brother, whenever he done that, they were trying to lead somebody to the Lord, and this man didn't like it. Oh, listen to me today. When we, brother, to know them that labor among you, and brother, we're working with people that labors among us, we'll work together, and we'll go out, and we'll witness together, and we'll do the work of God together, and brother, we'll be of the same mind one toward another, and we won't think of ourselves more highly, but we'll condescend to each other, and brother, we'll prefer one above the other. I'll prefer you, and you'll prefer me. But listen to me, it's not, brother, I that live, but it's Christ that lives in us that brings the fruit of the Spirit that Johnny was talking about and brings them to fruition. And somebody might say, well, I can't live for the Lord. But, brother, I want you to know today you can live for the Lord. And all you have to do is let Jesus begin to have his way in your life. And you begin to seek God. The Bible says to ask, and you shall receive; to seek, and you shall find. It says, knock, and the door shall be opened. For to him that asketh, he receiveth. And to him that seeketh, he findeth. And to him that knocketh, to him the door shall be opened. And the Bible said in the book of James, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men and upbraideth not. And God don't contradict himself. And brother, God is in agreement with himself. And, brother, about the Spirit of God, and he that knoweth the mind of the Spirit, brother, God knows what we need today to bring us to these places that we can be of the same mind one toward another. And, brother, and he sends by his Spirit, and he begins to anoint us in that situation and begins to cause us to see. And brother, if we can't see the things that's going on, we can ask God to open their eyes and begin to show us and teach us, brother. And when he begins to teach us, he'll show us the thing that we need to do. He said, for I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. Brother, when anybody preaches anything, as that brother said a while ago, anything other than Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior, listen to me, that's the gospel today, that Jesus was crucified, and that on the third and appointed morning, God raised him from the dead. He said, but we were gentle among you, even as an earth church, her children, 2 Thessalonians 2:9. Brother, they were gentle among the people, and brother, he said, not as lords. Listen to me today. God didn't call me to be a lord over you. And he said in another place to judge not, lest you be judged. And for what judgment you judge with, it'll be judged to you again. And brother, I want you to know today that God called me to work together with people, brother, that working in the body of Christ, to know them that labor among you. And he called you to do the same thing, brother, to agree together. If I come to you and I begin to disagree with you, and I come to your church and I begin to stand up and disagree with what you're doing, and I don't agree with you, I'm out of order. Brother, I want you to know something today, that he said, for yourself know y'all to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. If I come to your church and I begin to disagree with you, brother, I'm getting out of order. And God didn't call me to come to your church, our brother, or get with you and fellowship with you and to cause disorder among you. But God called me to edify you. God called me to minister to you. God called me to build you up, to exhort you, and if needs be, to teach you. Brother, I remember in another place the Bible said that Aquila and Priscilla, brother, they was a man come to them, and he was eloquent in the scripture, but he had only been baptized with the baptism of John, and they took him aside and they expounded to him the scriptures more clearly. Listen to me today, brother, when we begin to transform by the renewing of our mind, we can begin to know God's will, and brother, we don't have to stay children. In fact, if we're years old in the Lord, we need to act like we're years old in the Lord. Honey, God, we can mature in our spirit just like we mature in our body. It took me 20 years to grow up in my physical body, and brother, it takes time to grow up in the Lord. It don't come overnight, but it will come as we grow, as we mature, and as we nurture in the Lord. Honey, we'll grow, and we'll understand this will of God. Brother, God will teach us. Brother, I believe Jesus said, I'll go away. He said, I won't leave you comfortless. He said, I'll send another comforter that he may abide with you forever. And that comforter will teach us. He'll give us understanding. He'll lead us into the deeper things of God. And brother, he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. But he said, I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I'm telling you what he said. Be not wise in your own conceit. He said, but recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men, if it be possible, as much as life, then you live peaceably with all men. Brother, he said in verse 20, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him to drink. And he said, for in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Brother, I'll tell you, the Bible said that Jesus come to save sinners, and that's what we need to do, is begin to reach out to sinners. That's what we're doing on this broadcast, is reaching out to sinner, brother, to call them into the body of Christ. And we're on this broadcast to minister to people who are Christian, that they might grow thereby. Oh, listen to me today. When God begins to deal with us, and when God begins to minister to us, he said over here, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity covereth the multitude of sin. That's 1 Peter 4:8. And brother, I'll tell you, sometime he said, if any man sin, he has an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That if we'll confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God will forgive us if we've got sin in our eye, but we've got to go to him and we've got to repent of that. We can't take that sin and it be in our life and live. Brother, what would you think about an elder if they got out and I was talking about living like the world a while ago. Brother, when he said, be not conformed to this world. Brother, when anybody's conformed to the world, they... And they never repent of that, brother, after a while. The Bible said a little leaven at the whole lump. That sin will get big. That sin will grow. That sin will cause that person to walk out of the will of God. And that person will walk out and get completely out of God's will. But we don't have to do that today. And I'm preaching on knowing them that labor among you. But we begin, if there's a sin in our life, if we sin. He didn't say if we sin willfully. He said if we sin. Our brothers, you know, the best we can do sometime we may sin. He said if we sin, if we'll confess it, that he's faithful and just to forgive us of all unright, forgive us of that sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I like that part where he said he don't only forgive us, but he cleanses us. He makes us whole. He makes us as if we had never sinned before. I thank God today that God, he's a God that knows that where we stand. Brother, and if we desire to do his will, brother, he said to seek and you shall find. And we desire to do his will tonight. He'll make sure that we can do his will. He'll make sure that we'll learn the gentleness that he was talking about, the goodness he is talking about, the long-suffering that he was talking about. Brother, I want you to know today that God, he'll never leave us, he'll never forsake us, but he'll be with us all the way, even to the end of the world. And I thank God tonight that God is with his people. He said, know them that labor among you. in the Lord. Brother, I want you to know today that we can know them, and God will show us. He'll teach us, and God will never show us anything that is contrary to the Word of God. But what the Word of God teaches, that's what God will teach us. And somebody might say, now, brother, I'm not so sure about that. Brother, I believe the Bible is the inspired Word of God tonight. And God
Amen.
Had holy men. He moved His Spirit upon them, and holy men of God wrote it down. Brother, and it brought down to us today that we can have it, that we can learn, that we can renew our mind by reading the Scriptures, that we can understand the will of God today. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. That know them that labor among you, and look and see what's going on. And like I said a while ago, you can't see and you don't understand. Ask God and He'll give you understanding. Brother, He'll give you an understanding. The Bible said that the understanding of your eyes would be enlightened. And over in the first chapter of Ephesians, and brother, there's a spirit of revelation today. In the first chapter of Ephesians, he talks about the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and brother, we need today to have our understanding enlightened. Thank God today, folks, I want to encourage you to look and see. And if there's people around you that's not doing according to the Word of God, He said, mark them that cause divisions among you. And brother, He said, have no fellowship with the works of darkness. And brother, I want you to know today, you know tonight if somebody's living a Christian life or not. You know tonight if somebody's not living like they ought to live or not. Brother, if you know anything about the Lord, if you're a Christian tonight, you know whether somebody's living in a way that they ought to or not. God bless you tonight. Brother Lloyd, go ahead.
Amen. Appreciate that, brother. Sister Green?
Hi, brother. You would?
I'm going to get this other one on, find out who they are, and I'm going to have a song played, and you be ready to come on there and obey God, then we'll get this other one on there.
Okay, brother.
Okay, 423-1634, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at. Who are you there and where you at? Well, praise the Lord. We just lost them. We're going to go ahead and have a song played here, and then Sister Green, you be ready to come on. Obey the Lord.
Okay, brother.
There on the very front page, hate and crime, and as a big scandal, who will it be today? As the prices rise, the moles decline and fall to an all-time low. Everything looks bad, it can make me real sad. If it wasn't for the things I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous lamb. I know that heaven is waiting and the saints will soon move in. I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. The evening news is now available 24 hours a day. It can be told in 30 short minutes, there's a never-ending unsolved case. There's another big scene that's waiting in the wings from the headlines will unfold. While this world is frightened, I'm so enlightened by the things in the book. I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous lamb. I know that heaven is waiting and the saints will soon move in. I'm not shaking cause I'm not staying in this world of pain and sin. I know by the times that are given. cause I'm not saying this world of pain and sin. I know by the signs that are given, I know by what I've been reading, I know by every indication Jesus is coming again. Oh, I know my sins are covered by the blood of the righteous Lamb.
Bye. God help me in time of trouble. I'm a God that'll never leave you nor forsake you. I am the great I am. I am the shepherd.
No matter what the circumstances, you know how to think about it. You know how to live through it, because the God of glory has put his mind in you.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate that wonderful singing there. And that's the Branham's singing on the last part there. So, Sister Green, go ahead and obey the Lord.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. Good to be on the broadcast again. I'm Sister Joanna Green from Springboro, Ohio. And I was thanking Brother Yearwood, all the preachers, they did really good. And, you know, I remember one time you had said, you know, we're not in this for competition, that we're here to, you know, to get the word out. We're all in agreement. We use the same Bible, praise the Lord, King James Bible. And I want to share this with you. I had some of these scriptures already picked out here before I heard most of the preachers preach tonight. But, you know, in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 11 says, "But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to face, because he was to be blamed." And you know, Peter, he had ate with the Gentiles, praise the Lord, with them at Antioch. But when the Jews came, he separated himself, and Paul put him to shame and said, "You ought not do this. Make a division among you." And I was thinking how Peter had been in this long before Paul had been in this. And still, whether we're pastors, ministers, evangelists, teachers, sometimes we need to be corrected. I believe it was Brother Eddie or Brother John was talking about there how Priscilla and Aquila had brought the one aside and showed him the word more perfectly, praise the Lord. And, you know, we're not to get upset with one another when the Lord shows us in his word that maybe we was just a little off there, a little wrong, but... You know, I was thinking in Matthew chapter 7, so many times I've heard about this, how the very first verse says, "Judge not that ye be judged. Judge not that ye be not judged." Praise the Lord. And I was thinking here how so many times I hear how we're not supposed to judge and we're not supposed to do that kind of thing. You know, a lot of times I could tell you this, that us as Christians, we are under the spotlight. The world is looking at us, and they are looking at us, and they are judging us. Whether we speak holy conversation, the Bible says to speak holy conversation, not to laugh at, you know, I'm saying this myself, not to laugh at dirty jokes or not to participate in conversations that are ungodly.
Amen.
We get this... inferior complex about us when we're on our workplace that, you know, well, maybe if I laugh at their joke, well, maybe they'll feel better and they'll see that I'm not just a real hard-nosed Christian and can't have fun. But, you know, I got news. We're to be watchmen on the wall. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel had a job to do in chapter 18. God had called him to be a watchman. And, you know, we get offended at when they take our Lord in vain and we're not to laugh with the sinner folk, them that are in the darkness. The Bible talks about not having fellowship with them and not to participate. These are my words again. Don't participate in this. In Ephesians, let's go over to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather provoke them. Praise the Lord. Reprove them. Show them your light. It says not to hide it under a bushel. Let your light so shine. Praise the Lord that the whole world would be able to see Christ in you. And I'm getting scattered here a little bit. I want to go back to judge not that ye...
be not judged. I was thinking here that it's talking about if you judge, I'm going to give an example here. If us as ministers go tell somebody, you know, you ought not be smoking that cigarette there, you better not be smoking it yourself. Because it says, judge not that ye be not judged. So he was also talking on down further that if you have a beam in your eye, not to try to, if you have your neighbor has a beam in his eye, not, and you have a mote in your own eye, that you can't go and judge your neighbor when you've got something wrong in your own life. So it's not telling you not to judge. He wants you to know good from evil. Praise the Lord. He said, if they be offended, let them be offended at the word. He said, offenses will come. Praise the Lord. And, you know, it's not that we're mean. Paul said that I would have talked to you with the meat. Praise the Lord. I'm paraphrasing. I would have spoke to you with the meat, he said, but you were carnal minded, so I had to talk to you with the milk. Praise the Lord, because they were so carnally minded. Praise the Lord. You know, if I knowed of if someone wanted my daughter, she's 9 years old, to come spend the night with them, and I know that the wife is a good little Christian and the children of hers were good Christian folk, but the husband, maybe he had gotten in trouble for being a child molester. You know, I have to judge that, and I have to say, no, she cannot come over to your house. And we're supposed to know the tree by the fruit that it bears. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He could have gotten saved, praise the Lord, but if you really think about it, are you going to let your child go on over there? Praise the Lord, because you know that old spirit was around them before, and you know we can forgive people, praise the Lord, but it doesn't mean that we have to go and some people may differ with me on this, but and I know we're supposed to forgive and forget about it if they've gotten their sins under the blood. But it would be pretty hard to send your daughter over into a place where you know that the person had been a child molester. Praise the Lord. You know, we're to use common sense. He said the beginning of wisdom, praise the Lord, is to fear God. And we're to be a watchman over our own household, praise the Lord, and over the people that God has put into our life. And you know, the blood would be on our hands if we don't tell them. Praise the Lord. And that, Brother Yearwood, that's pretty much all I have there, brother.
Amen. I appreciate that. I've got a few verses here I'm going to read and try to speak on just a little bit here by the Lord's help. Then we'll get back to Brother John and get him in there. But I guess we need to make these prayer requests first and our revival announcements there. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on here tonight. And I want everybody to remember me tonight. I'm not feeling real good tonight. We got the Richardson family. Remember them. They lost their loved one last week. And a fifth grader, Peyton Stewart, fell and broke her bone in her foot. And another little fifth grader has leukemia. His name is Braden Poor. He needs a miracle, and Kay Hurd has leukemia. Let's remember Pastor Bob and Clara Hicks tonight. Sister Clara needs strength and needs a healing. And let's remember Brother and Sister Herder in Miracle Valley. Remember our Pastor Jerry Timmerman that was in the hospital last week. Let's pray that God will continue to heal his body. Let's pray for all the listeners and all those that need to be saved. And there's a girl that we was in church with here the other night that really needs God. She's holding stuff against God that happened several years ago. She lost a baby, and she's holding that against God. So just pray that she'll soften her heart and come back to the Lord.
Amen. Now, we've got a revival starting here, so May the 12th, so I'm going to let her announce that one, too.
We got a Holy Ghost revival coming up May the 12th through the 15th, 2013, at Varnell Full Gospel Church, 214 Varnell Cedar Street in Varnell, Georgia, with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood from Madisonville, Tennessee, Evangelist Joanna and Clinton Green from Springboro, Ohio. And the times of the service is Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Sunday night. And Monday through Wednesday will be 7 p.m. And Pastor Lily and Willie Torres invite everyone to come and attend.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's remember that. And before we go off, we've got 54 minutes. Well, we'll just go ahead and, Brother John, just go ahead and lead us in prayer now over these requests.
Heavenly Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come to you, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you. Father, we believe that you will come to us, Father. Father, you see those that are sick, we believe that, Father, you heal every one of them. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, whether it's bitterness, whether it's pride, Father, Lord, you see God in your hand, Lord, by your right hand, that you are saying a word shall be done, Father. Lord, come to your word.
Anybody else ever want to call in and be a part of this service, we'll go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line here with us. I've got a verse here I'd like to look at. It's 2 Thessalonians 5:12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and all and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. You know, praise God. I was just thinking about that there. You know, praise God that know them that labor among you. You know, we've got a lot of people out there today that's laboring, but they're not laboring the way that God would say to labor. You know, we've got a lot of them out there today that is taking part of the scriptures, but they're not taking the whole. I don't know why, but I just kind of feel like, you know, that there's people out there today that will deny the faith thereof that is a healing power. Like if there's any sick among us, people will say that's not for us today, but I've got news for them. I praise God it's for them today. I thank God that I've seen healing, even this last service that we were in on Sunday night. We've seen God touch and move and touched a few people and healed a few people. And I tell you what, God is still in the healing business. He took his stripes upon his back, and praise God, they are there today. They've not been raised out because he went back to the Father. They're still right there, praise God, waiting for you to call upon his name and apply them stripes to your healing, to your diseases. Praise God, I don't care what kind of disease you got. The Lord took 39 stripes on his back for your healing. And praise God, there ain't but 39 major diseases in this world today. But God said, if there's any sick among you, call for the elders of the church and anoint them with oil in a prayer. Faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. If they've committed any sin, it shall be forgiven of them. Praise God, that's the reason he said, know them that labor among you. Whenever they tell you that's not for us today, My friend, you need to mark them because they're causing a vision. The Word of God tells us over here, I've got it here someplace another, it said know them, and it said them that would cause a division to mark them. I praise God, just mark them. I have no fellowship with them. I don't work with them because they are an offense to God. His word is forever settled in heaven. Praise God. Let's look into, praise God, let's look into Matthew 9:37-38. It says this, then said he unto his disciples, the heavens, the harvest is plenteous. Praise God. Let me start over on this. Praise God. Verse 37, 9:37, Matthew. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. You know, I praise God, we need to do what the Word said here. We can look around, we can see the harvest is already ready. It's plenished, it's ready, my friend, to be harvested. But there's very few laborers out there in the field. There's very few out there. But he said for us to pray ye therefore of the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers unto the harvest. That's what we need to be doing today, is praying God, just send the laborers into the field. Tell them the word. My friend, you know, that's easy for us to compromise. It's easy for us to do this and do that. But it's kind of hard sometimes when we really get sincere and start praying, start seeking God's face, and start talking to the Lord. And whenever we stay there until we turn a little bit of sweat, I'll praise God, it's hard. But praise God, it is not what that we need to be. We need to be doing what God said. We need to be praying, my friend, that God would send laborers into the field. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that we can pray and God will send them in. Let's look into Luke 10:1-12, 1-12. After these things, the Lord appointed another. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. After these things, the Lord appointed another servant, other 70s also and sent them two and two before the face unto every city and placed whether he himself would come. You know, praise God, he chose them there and he sent 70 out there into every city where the Lord was going to come. He called them out there and he told them, praise God, to go out into the field, go into the city to tell them, to warn them the good news. But praise God, I tell you what, we find here, let's look on down a little bit further. In the third verse, go your way before and I send you forth, praise God, hallelujah. The devil, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus, that you have to move. You have to take your hands off from my reading. God and Lord, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor for the victory over it right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Go your way before I send you forth as lambs among wolves, carried neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way, and into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. You know, praise God, he's telling us here not to worry, in other words. He's telling us to go and not take no shoes, not take no strip, not take nothing, but just go. And we go into a house, he's saying, just say peace. And, you know, we find here, praise God, what happens. It says, and if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain eating and drinking such thing as they give, for the labor is worthy of this hour. Go not forth house to house. You know, praise God, not to go from house to house. We're supposed to stay there in that one house. If the peace will stay there, praise God, whenever we say peace and it revives there, then we're supposed to stay there with it. You know, I remember one time several years ago, back in 1990, I went into Nassau, Bahamas for some crusades, and I was over there, and praise God, and I went in. When I got off the plane, I met with a pastor there, and he took me over to a house, and praise God, it was the deacon's house. And they told me, said, "Are you going to stay here?" And I stayed right there with them, and I had a great peace there. And praise God, we had a great crusade over there. Then whenever I got ready to leave, I left, and I left with peace. And praise God, that's what God is telling us here, that we just need to save peace and stay at one place. You know, there's too many today want to hop from one place to another and one place to another. Too many today want to hop from one church to another. But we need to get stood fast in a revival, and we need to stay there. I remember one time several years ago, I was just a young Christian, young minister, and I went into this church, and we was having a great revival, and God was a-moving, blessing, stirring the hearts of people, and healing people. People were being saved, and I had another preacher come along and tell me, said, "Oh," I said, "you need to come over here to my church," and said, "if you do that," said, "you'll get better offerings, and you'll get better services and all of that." And, you know, I don't go for money. I don't ask no pastor for a certain amount of money or nothing like that. When I go, I just go. If they give it, well, fine. If they don't, well, fine. God will make the way. But, you know, praise God, I quit that revival. Where I was having a great revival, and went over to the other church. And that next night, I think there were six people there. And the next night, there wasn't but just me and one other man come. And the pastor didn't even come. And, you know, I closed that revival out, and I said then, I made a mistake because I hopped from one church to another. And I've learned, praise God, and I go into a revival, I stay there until God says that it's enough, and to go on to another one. and I'm going to do that from now on. I pray God, and God says to go. I try my best to go. I try my best to offer peace. And whenever I go into a house and I stay to a house, I pray a peace down on the place. And praise God, if I pray a peace down on the house, then if I ever want to go back again, I have the peace of God that will pass all understanding and that will bless me and will bless the people. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Verse 8, and unto whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such thing as are set before ye. Hallelujah. Praise God. And heal the sick that are within, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. I'm glad, hallelujah, that he said right there for us to heal the sick. I know people says we can't do it, but God's word is forever settled in heaven. And his word said for us to heal the sick. I believe that we should go forth, hallelujah, laying hands on people and commanding that the spirits of sickness come off from them. Diseases have to depart because, praise God, God is God. And his word tells us right there in verse 9, and it said, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Hallelujah. You know, that's what God is looking for us to do, is to be obedient to him and do what he said for us to do. I just praise God tonight that we can do that and that we can obey him. Praise God. I just praise God tonight for what he's doing and what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Let's go on down just a little bit further. I'll praise God in verse 10. It says, but unto whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your way out unto the street of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you, notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you, that if that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. You know, praise God, there's another passage of scripture that tells us to just shake the dust off from our feet and it be a testimony against them. I'll praise God, but you know, let's look right down here. I was going to quit and let Brother John have it. I'm going to let him have it here just in a minute and let him obey the Lord. He's got some more scriptures. But 1 Corinthians 5 and 9 and 13 through 13, it says, I write unto you in an epistle, not to company with fornicators. Hallelujah. You know, that's what I believe Brother Eddie and Sister Green both mentioned, this, not be accompanied with the fornicators. You know, if we know that there's somebody that's fornicators, God's word is telling us not to be accompanied with them. It says here in verse 10, it says, ye not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous are extortioners or with adulterers, for they much, for then must ye need go out of the world. Praise God. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an adulteress or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner with such and one know not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? But them that are without God judges. Wherefore put away them among yourselves from weakness, that wicked person. And praise God. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 and 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory over our, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For inasmuch as ye know that your labor, praise God, hallelujah, is not in vain. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I tell you what, if we do what God's word says and be obedient to his word, then we'll know that our labor will not be in vain. So I'm just going to back up here and let Brother John come on and obey the Lord there. And come on, Brother John. Praise the Lord.
How much time have we got, Brother Lloyd?
We got 32 minutes left.
Okay. Thank you. I praise the Lord for the opportunity. That one scripture out of Thessalonians where it says, and we beseech you, this is actually begging you, brethren, to know them, first of all, which labor among you, which work among you. Secondly, those that are over you in the Lord. This is the work of the Lord we're talking about tonight. This is the work of the Lord. This is not in the realm. This is the work of the Lord that we are to know them, and to recognize them. There's a recognition tonight that we need to have, and admonish you. The word admonish means those that warn you, just like Sister Green brought out and Brother Eddie brought out about watchmen on the wall. These are watchmen on the wall that are warning us. Amen. Just like all of you tonight that have spoken, every one of you that have spoken, you ministers of God, you've come together. And the Bible says, it talks about 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 through 9. It talks about, and Brother Eddie and Sister Green brought out about the one that they had admonished in the Word. And that was Apollos. And Apollos was a follower of John the Baptist. And so they had come, and so he had an exhortation of the Word of God, and so what they were doing was bringing him in and giving him a full revelation and a full knowledge of the Word of God so that those that he would labor among, those that he would work among, amen, that he would have that fuller of the revelation. But we need to know tonight, it says, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, because this is the Lord's work's sake. This is the Lord's work. This is the Father's work. And so we're to esteem them very highly, each other
Each one of us as ministers tonight are to esteem one another, and we do that, and I praise the Lord for that. We prefer one another because, just like I said, you know, Brother Lloyd, this is his program that he started, he foundation, but he let all these ministers speak tonight, and each one of us are ministers of the same work, and just like Sister Green, we all come from the same word, and some of all of you have talked about, we come from the same Bible, the one Lord and one faith and one baptism we're talking about.
Amen.
We're all coming from the same way. We're all abiding in the same house. That's the house of peace. We've all come to the same place, and this is where we're at tonight. And this is the thing there, and each one of you brought it, and be at peace among. We're among our peace among ourselves, even though we come from different cities, different states, different,
Amen.
Maybe even different backgrounds. We're all coming. Amen. We're at peace with one another because this is the peace of God. Amen. And you know what Brother Lloyd brought out there about laboring and the harvest and the things. What really has moved me, even when we were talking about this last week, about what to speak on, and really what's moved me is just like the material, and Brother Lloyd brought out about, you know, that he sent us forth as lambs among the wolves. I'm not concerned about that. And, you know, as you brought out there and we talked about, you know, Sister Green brought out about judging, you know, that we looked about it. But, you know, and just like Brother Lloyd brought out there about, we know who an adulterer is. We know them by the fruit. We know who a fornicator is. They're known by their fruits. A good tree cannot bring forth bad fruit, neither can a fornicator can't bring forth good fruit.
Amen.
A lesser cannot bring forth good fruit. Someone who's an adulterer cannot bring forth good fruit. The Bible says he laid to the tree. Now, the good thing about, by God's grace, what he wants to do is, what the Bible says, he that doesn't bring forth fruit, God lays the axe to the root of that tree. Now, where is he? Did he take away their life? No, he didn't want to take away their life. He wants to take away the idolatry. He wants to take away the molesting. He wants to take away the idolatry. These things that are unfruitful in their life. And he wants the tree to remain, to become a good tree. That's the reason why. That's what we're talking about tonight. And, you know, the Bible says, you know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he said, I water, for I plant, Apollos watered,
yes.
But it's God that gives increase. Both of them are one. All of us tonight are one, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ that's giving the increase from his word tonight. We're all together as the workers of our Lord. But here's what really bothers me tonight. The Bible talks about, Brother Lloyd came out in Luke chapter 10, but in Luke chapter 9 it talks about that there, verse 57 through 62, I don't know if we're going to read the whole thing, but it talks about the first one come up there in verse 57 and said, I'm going to follow you wherever you go, Lord. I'm going to paraphrase it because of the sake of time. And the Lord said, well, the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man had not a place to lay his hand. In other words, what he's talking, here was a man that's half-hearted. He said, I'm going to go with you wherever you go. Just like you know, talking about, and I know several, like Brother Eddie and Brother Sister Green and Brother Lloyd, most of you, a lot of you, we have some, Brother Bobby, I know he's in pastorship, and, you know, I've been in both ministries. I've been in evangelist, he works with pastor, he's doing that now, but here's the thing. I've had a lot of people say, yeah, I want to go with you to this meeting, or I want to go with you to that city, or I want to go with you to that church. But they need to realize that there's times, and I know Brother Lloyd, I know Brother Sister Green, I know Brother Eddie has, we've been there ourselves. I know that there's plenty of cases that where I went someplace and didn't have a place to lay my head.
Amen.
Amen. And the people say, you know, I asked one brother once, said, well, I want to go with you. I said, when's the last time you didn't have a meal? He said, well, what do you mean? I said, when's the last time that... when's the last time you went to the refrigerator and there wasn't nothing there? Well, that's never happened to me. I said, you don't want to go with me, brother. You don't want to go with me. You might think you want to go with me, but the Bible says there in verse 59 that he said to another, he said, follow me. But he said, let me first go. Suffer me. Allow me first to go bury my father. Well, his father wasn't dead. In other words, before I go with you, let me bury my father when he dies.
Yeah.
You know what? This is the worst. The harvest is already white to harvest. In other words, the work's already been delayed. It's been delayed by the harvest. We got to pray to the Lord of the harvest that he's sending the laborers, amen, that put their hands in the plow, because the Bible says, he says, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. When? Right now, immediately. We have to preach the word of God now. We can't allow and wait for the that which is dead will bury the dead. The other said, I don't follow thee. But he said, let me first go. tell everybody goodbye at the house. By the time, how many people's going to lose their life by the time you go back to the house and tell everybody goodbye? How many are going to go out to eternity? Church tonight, we don't have time to go back to the house and tell everybody goodbye, go back and get our clothes for this and that to wear. We must go and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says no man having putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. We won't get in the kingdom of God if we put our hand to the plow and we stop plowing. That's what concerns me tonight. That is really, really what that I'm concerned about. So I see people around there, and they put their hand in the plow, but now they took their hand back. The harvest is still fluid. And I'm looking around. You fully expect this believer, this man or this woman, to put their hand in the plow, and you're looking back, and all of a sudden they don't have their hand in the plow anymore. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:28, let him that stole steal no more, but let him work with his own hands.
Amen.
So here's what's happening. People's hands are slacking. Here's what's lacking. There are some of you underneath the sound of my voice. You're in ministry. You're missionaries. You're pastors. You're evangelists. And you're coming, and you know within your heart that there's a works, and it's a great works, but you don't understand. It seems like you're spinning your wheel. You know why? Because there are those that are laboring among you that you think you know him. You think that they're this or that, they're not this or that at all. Brother Eddie brought it out earlier about those that walk disorderly. Hallelujah. Amen. Among them, the Bible says Hebrews chapter 4 and Hebrews chapter 6. Hallelujah. We find, amen, that in Hebrews chapter 6, I believe it is, for the sake of time, goes on in the first few verses there, first seven verses, that talks about leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ and going to perfection, not laying again foundations of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. In other words, we have to come tonight. Our chief cornerstone is Jesus Christ. We're not bringing this thing. Everything we're teaching, every doctrine, every baptism, the laying on hand, everything, amen. The Bible says in verse 3 there, Hebrews chapter 6, this will we do if God permits. For it's impossible for those who have once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift, who are made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God. In other words, those that were baptized in the Holy Ghost, they were partakers of the heavenly gift. They tasted the good word of God and the power of God. If they shall fall away, to renew them again and remit. It's impossible. It's impossible to bring that in, because here's what's happened. Seeing that you Christ in himself, the Son of God, fresh and put into an open chain. What do we do? What we're doing tonight is the backslidden preachers, the backslidden evangelists, the backslidden apostles, the backslidden ministers, because here's what's happened. They put Jesus Christ right back on the cross again.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They have tasted of it. They have tasted of it. They've been partakers of it. And this is the thing. Those of you underneath the sound of my voice, you thought they were workers with you, but here's what's happened. The Bible says, know them, recognize them. Here's what's happening around you. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for thou shalt reap, but thou faint not in these seasons. You thought they were the these seasons. You pastors, you evangelists, those of you who have been working, there's people working among you, even in your church, even in your ministry. And all of a sudden, they got weary. They got tired of doing good. And they've been overcome with evil rather than overcome evil with good. They got tired. They let their hands hang down. They let their knees get weak. And amen, all of a sudden now there's no harvest. You can't understand why you're sowing and sowing and sowing. You're looking around and it's seeming that there's a multitude around you. But I know what I'm talking about tonight. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah, for the earth was shrinking in the rain. There's verse 7, that cometh off and bringeth forth earth and meat for them by whom it is dressed, receive the blessing from God. But that which bears thorns and briars is rejected and is not under curse, where it's been. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you. Your church tonight, God has persuaded of better things of you. The Bible says, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of the hope to the end. Another, and that you be not slothful, but followers of him, through faith and patience inherit the promise. Don't be thoughtful tonight, church. Don't walk the cross with them disorderly. Because here's what's happened. They're idols. They're busybodies. The Bible says that they've come forth and they've become busybody. The Bible says, amen. And what has happened is they've become slothful. And the work that you think should be done is not going on. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12 through 14, but what I do, that will I do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion. There are people that desire an occasion in your church, in your ministry, in your life. Amen? And the Bible says, cut them off, they glory, that they may be found even as we. In other words, just like I said, Brother Clint brought this out, Brother Green brought this out there, that there are those that if they would have been with us, they would have stayed with us. But they're not staying with us. They're not staying with the gospel. They're not staying with Christ. They're going out. They're wandering. They're clouds without water. They're wells without water. They're blackness of darkness. And you need to know tonight, it says, for such false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves unto the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed to an angel of light. Hallelujah. They're following that which they're not following God. They're not following those that are over them, the Lord. And so we need to know tonight, amen, that what we're coming to is that those that are living among us, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, says, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, just like Brother Eddie was talking about, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that require that they work and eat their own bread. That ye bread be not weary in well-doing. If any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that ye may be ashamed. God by his word told us that we've been commanded to work and do his work. That he that works shall not eat. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
Amen.
What does that mean? Does that mean bread? No. Shall not eat of the harvest of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What you will do, you will. There are some of you under this sound of my voice. If you don't start putting your hand to the plow, if you don't start doing that work, if you don't stop deceiving your pastor, the apostle, if you don't start stop deceiving, even deceiving yourself. According to Priscilla, hey, out there, then in Acts chapter 5, what happened? Ananias and Sapphira kept back a part of the and lied to the Holy Ghost. And there are those of you underneath tonight, the sound of my voice, that are lying to the Holy Ghost and declaring and even deceiving yourself and saying, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm doing this, when you're not doing anything. You're not putting your hand on the plow. It's time for us to know those who labor among us. It's time for those, amen, we're instructed to go in there. The Bible says to be wise and serpents and harmless and dove. That's not what I'm concerned about tonight. I'm concerned about those that's standing next to me in the plow, amen, and thinking that they'll put their hand there. What did David say? He said it was thou. He that walked in the house of the Lord with me, it was Absalom, his own son. And those are, there are those of you underneath the sound of my voice. Be careful. Know those that labor among you. Why are we saying this? Why is the Spirit of the Lord? Because there are those that would rise up against you. Rise up against you with their heels. Rose up there. There are those that have sat with you at your table, that you've fed, that you've nurtured, that you've given them your love. You've given them everything. And all they're doing, they're getting ready to betray you, just like they betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. Be careful. Be wary. This is my word. This is the warning tonight. Amen? You know those. You know the sheep and you know the wolf and sheep's clothing. You know that you've been sent forth there. And even at that, don't take that back. But here's the thing. Be know those that are in the field with you. Know those that are behind you. Know those that are standing with you. Know those that are putting their hand to the harvest. Know those that labor among you. Recognize them. If you see one being weary, encourage them. If you see one being tired, encourage them. If you see one, just like all of them have said tonight, if you see them in sin, strengthen them. Give them the word. Settle them. Strengthen them. Establish them in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why we're here tonight. This is why we're here tonight, coming together. This is why these ministers are together, because, see, we're all laborers together in the vineyard of the Lord. And you that are listening tonight is the harvest.
Amen.
And you tonight that are listening, God wants to make. You are the planting of the Lord, and he wants to make everyone listening underneath the sound of the Lord the trees of righteousness, so that every one of these trees will bring forth good fruit, so that you can, that you will bring forth more fruit, and that he can purge you and cleanse you, and so that that more will come in to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and more laborers will come in, and they'll already be established in the love, and they'll know the labor among them, and they won't be betrayers, and they won't be idolaters, and they won't be fornicators, but they will be the church of God, and
Amen.
They'll be known among as they are known. Go ahead, Brother Lord.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. 937-1078, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Carl Nickel in Franklin, Ohio. Just calling to listen in.
Well, praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
Oh, I just thought I'm friends with Brother and Sister Green, and I just thought I'd call tonight and listen and things. I enjoy listening to what I've heard. I've tuned in late, but what I've heard right now, it sounds pretty good, so just keep it up.
Well, we're glad that you called in. We know you. We've been in service with you for, and we've always enjoyed the services that we was in when we was up there with you guys.
Yeah, I'm just somebody that I just believe in living right, just like the man was talking about right there. And they are a lot of people, pretenders out there that trying to get people to look at them more than they are to look at Jesus Christ. But I want everywhere I go and everybody I talk to, I want them to see Jesus Christ in my life, not to see nothing in me, because I just don't believe that people are to live the life to try to be pretenders, be something they're not. I believe somebody ought to live to where these last days that they could live a life that where God can work through them, and try to win souls over to Jesus Christ. And that's what my goal is. And I just try to listen in to try to learn more to where I can tell my children and my grandkids more about Jesus Christ, so I can have them ready before I leave this whole world.
Amen.
Amen.
We appreciate you, Brother Carl. Let's see. We got another call in, 423-1634. Come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, this is Brother Pete again. I was trying to hear my buddy come on. Did he ever come on, Brother Bob?
No, he had never come
never
on.
Did. Well, I didn't want to take no more time. I've been on it three times. I don't want to take up time. Let them other fellas get on and testify. It's good to hear the testimony, because we know how good God is, and
Amen.
I like his brag on him. Amen.
Amen.
And, yeah, Jesus is the way. I said, what to go, life and truth, and there's no other way. And people try to make it. They're not going to make it, though, only by Jesus. He said, if you try to come any other way, you're a thief and robber. So
Amen.
He's the way and the truth. So I get off here and let somebody else on. That's not about 15, 20 more minutes. Just listen, Brother Lord. So God bless you. Talk at you later.
Hey, God bless you, Brother Bob. We appreciate you. We're going to look into Romans 16 and verse 17. It says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. You know, praise God. That right there is pretty plain to me. When I look at that and I see somebody that's causing division and trying to change the Word of God and trying to make it say something that it don't say, I'm going to avoid them. I'm going to stay away from them. You know, praise God. It takes the, as Brother Bobby was saying, our Jesus Christ said, I'm the way and the truth and the life, and no man comes unto the Father except by me. You know, and if we try to go up any other way, we're same as a thief and a robbery. And we'll not make
Amen.
It in, you know, because there ain't no thieves going into the enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Only thing,
right.
Only thing that's going to enter into the kingdom of God is them that have made theirself white and washed their sins white as snow, and know, praise God, that they've got it under the blood. I tell them all the time, except They've got the sins earned the blood and got their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They'll not make heaven their home. But praise God, I want you to know that you can make heaven your home. All you've got to do is just say, Lord, come into my life and forgive me of my sins and forgive me of my trespasses. And the Lord is willing because he come and died on the cross. He didn't die there for no other reason but just to save the world. He died on the cross and he gave his life that we could have this life and have it more abundant. And let's look down here in the first Thessalonians 3 in verse 5 through 6. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you and our labor be in vain. You know, praise God, the tempter, that's all he comes to do is to tempt us. You know, he likes to tell you that your labor is in vain whenever that you know beyond every shadow of a doubt that your labor is not in vain. If you got it under the blood and you're washed in the blood and you're obeying the Lamb of God, your labor will not be in vain. Let's look into 6 there. It says, But now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to be seen, to see us, as we also to see you. You know, praise God. I thank God tonight for the reading of God's word, and that thank God for each and every one that's come on and has obeyed the Lord. And I believe we've still got Brother Eddie in there. We've got about 8 minutes, Brother Eddie. And we've still got Brother and Sister Green in there. So come back in there, Brother Eddie, and obey the Lord there for a few more minutes, and we'll get Brother and Sister Green to close us out there.
Over here in 1 Peter 5, verse 1, it says, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Verse 2, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's herdage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. And you know, he's telling us to go, and he's telling us to feed the sheep of God. He's telling us to feed the people of God. And brother, I'll tell you today, whenever that we begin to read and we begin to understand the word of God, and he said to elders, and as I said a while ago when we was preaching there, that when we begin to mature in the Lord, we become an elder after a while. And he told us to feed the sheep of God. He told us to feed the flock among you. And brother, I want you to know today that I'm so glad that God has given us the ability to stand and to preach the word of God, and to stand and to teach the word of God, and to expound the scriptures, and to minister to people, and to help people and reach and get them, and help them lift them up and encourage them that they might just go on and live for the Lord tonight. Brother Lloyd, I'm glad to be on this broadcast tonight, and I appreciate the opportunity to obey the Lord. God bless you. I'm going to give it back to you now.
Amen. We appreciate you, brother. Brother Green?
Yeah.
Come on in there and obey the Lord. We've still got 5 minutes left.
Okay, I'm going to be kind of brief here, Brother Yearwood, and then Sister Green's got something to say.
Okay. But in Hebrews 13 and 8, we all pretty much know that by heart. It says Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. But yes. I want you to back up to verse 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for ye hath, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now here's the end of their conversation is verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. And verse 9 says, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is good that it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. But I'll try to cut it real short here, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And, you know, we need to preach that till Jesus comes. We need
Amen.
To keep, that should be the end of our conversation. I mean, that should settle it right there. He still heals the sick. He still works with his people. We still cast out devils in his name. And he's working with us. And I tell you, we don't need to get into this here stuff where peoples are taking the meat out of the gospel. In other words, they're coming up with some meat that you can't eat, that it don't make any sense. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still heals the sick. He still answers prayer. And I'll turn it here to Sister Joanna.
Hey, Brother Yearwood, how much time we have left, brother?
We've got 3 minutes and 36 seconds, and we need to pray for Brother and Sister Hicks. Sister Hicks is real bad. They just called us and said that she's just drinking a little bit of Ensure every now and then, and she's sick of her stomach. So let's pray for her right now, then we'll let you take us off, Sister Green.
Okay.
Everybody will. Let's pray for Sister Claire Hicks.
Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, today we come to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for hearing and granting prayer. Thank you, Lord, for listening. Father, to your people as they call on the name of the Lord. Pray for Sister Hicks today, God, right where she's at. God, that you touch her. Lord, Jesus took those stripes. Those stripes for healing, Lord. For one, just like another. And I pray, God, that you would just touch her, Father. Strengthen her, Heavenly Father. And God, let her get her appetite back. God, I pray that she can be in the Heavenly Father, and begin to gain strength. Lord, we pray, Father, for each one.
We thank you.
Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. God, just move and minister, Lord, by your Spirit, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Sister Joanne, we've got 2 minutes and 13 seconds, so go ahead and obey the Lord.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. I was thinking in 2 Peter. We were talking a while ago, Brother John was talking to the backslid preachers, those that just had just give up on the Lord, that had been maybe ministers at one time preaching the gospel. It says 2 Peter 3 and 17, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Praise the Lord. In Galatians 5 and 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And then, praise the Lord, 2 Corinthians 15 and 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage somebody tonight. If you have been in a a church that would be considered lukewarm to God. And you know that it's been wrong. And, you know, the subject tonight has been, know them that labor among you. And if you feel like you've been among some people that maybe you're a minister and you feel like, you know, the blind had led the blind, the Bible says, and you feel like that things are just ain't going right, I suggest you get out of that place. And you get to a place where you're going to be steadfast, unmovable, that the devil can't never change, and you get yourself real good, another dip at the altar, do your first works again. Praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage you to pray and to get out from that place. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We got 15 seconds left, so I want to tell everybody that we really appreciate everybody calling in and being a part of this service. And we'll do it again next Tuesday, Lord's will, and that don't happen. So God bless you. Thank you for all the listeners.
God bless everybody.
God bless
y'all.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.